While we are all still grieving, I decided to forego a joke for today. There's certainly nothing wrong with laughter. There's no shame in it. And indeed, at most wakes I've been to, there is laughter as well as tears. But being serious is all right too. Today we celebrate Jesus' baptism. He did not receive the sacramental baptism that we have in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. But his baptism was a sign and symbol of our call to do God's will as Jesus did his Father's will. Isaiah in the first reading speaks of him as a servant, but he is also the Father's beloved Son. He came to do the Father's will, even at the cost of his own passion and death, to demonstrate more clearly the depth of God's love for all of us and for each one of us, the love of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. By our baptism, in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we have been adopted as children of the Father, brothers and sisters to Christ Jesus. And we are called then to live eternal life. We are called to live sanctifying grace each day until the Lord calls us home from this world to be with him forever. With respect to Father's death, I want to say a few things. First of all, we do not know the cause of Father Michael's death. There was no autopsy because it was not needed. But one of the things we have to reject is the various speculations about how he died. Because we don't know, and again, a lot of people don't know anything. The fact is that he was found through a wellness check when he didn't come for the funeral on last Saturday. And he was found, and he was in his sitting room. Apparently, he had stood up and fallen and died very quickly. There was no evidence of great suffering or pain. We may certainly ask, as we often do when anyone dies, why did he die? But as Father John Clebo said on Friday at the Vespers in his homily, the better question is, why did he live? He lived for the Lord as a loving son, brother, uncle, friend, priest, pastor. God has called him back to himself, as he will one day call each of us back to himself. And so in the meantime, we have to live as he did, faithful children of the Father, brothers and sisters to Christ Jesus, who love God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, beyond everything, and to love our neighbor as ourselves.